Blog Talk Radio.
Like this. Reverse discrimination. It ain't nothing to find a starting place in the world. You just start from where you find yourself. August Wilson, playwright. Here are a few questions to consider. In what direction are you headed? If you follow this course, where will you be in 5-10 years from now? What have you done up to this point in your life? Is there anything in your past that you would change? if you could turn back the hands of time and live your life in reverse, what would you do differently? I thought about that last question and decided on some changes I would make. If I had my life to live again, I would love more. I would share my love with all those I meet. I would spend more time with my children, exploring those things that interest them. I would not be inhibited. I would not be inhibited to express my love openly. And when I'm unable to give or express my love, I would offer myself in service. I would also be more considerate of family and friends. I would pay more attention to people. I try to keep close to them, express warmth and affection. I try more often to send greetings of good wishes. Or note a cheer. I'd be more careful to answer every personal letter promptly to keep the channels of communication open and to keep friendships expanding. I take the initiative to make more contacts, especially with those acquaintances I value highly. If I could live my life again, I would travel lighter. I would start barefoot in the spring, play into the fall. Go to more parties. I would ride the merry-go-rounds. I would stop to smell the roses. There's little I can do about the grains of sand that have already passed through the hourglass. But I could live the remaining years if I had a second chance. I could turn back the end of time. None of us can catch up with yesterday, but we can walk side by side with today. And we have an exciting guest here today on our show, Blog Talk Radio. We've been on here the last couple of Saturdays. And that's Dr. Mel Butler, living legend. He has a project he's working on. And they covered some of this on 60 Minutes, on a special 60 Minutes show a couple of weeks ago, about coronavirus and making sure the air is clean that you breathe. And, you know, we're working on that project right now. And, you know, he's going to share some stuff with us today about the Clean Air Project and the Safe Reentry Program. Tyler Butler, you there?
I am here. It's a good day to be alive. You know, I thought about all the things I could be, but none of them came up better than being alive.
Yeah,
and that made
true.
Such a difference. It made such a difference. Sometimes, you know, we wake up and we complain. We wake up, we got a new ache. We wake up, we got a new pain. We wake up and we think about negative things as opposed to waking up and thinking about something positive. So that was a great inspirational introduction that you gave, and it kind of breaches on the topic that I had today. First of all, to all the listeners that are on and those people, our friends who are not here, we wish them well. We pray for them. But more importantly, we want to wish all of the callers, all of those that are in the home-based business, a very, 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 very happy holiday, upcoming holiday. And, you know, when holidays come up, they now have almost every day in the year is something different. You got National Burn Your Pizza Day, National Buy Your Shoes to Fit. Everything you can think of, somebody has come up with the thing to make it a day. Now, that's okay, but it certainly dilutes a lot of those things that should have a lot of meaning to us and to people that are in business. But, you know, during the week, I get a lot of calls from people, and some of the calls make me stop and wonder what's happening to us today. And you mentioned about things that you would do if you had to do all over again. And one of the most important things that stuck out to me was that you would love more. That's the thing that we all should do. If everybody would love more, that would solve half the problems that we have in this country today. Because, you know, as the Bible said, love conquers all. And it's a great thing. I ask people sometimes how to define love, and they give me all kinds of definitions, all the definitions except the real one. And you know, the only real definition for love is found in the Bible. You know that one? You don't have to think about it. That's pure and simple. And the greatest salesman on the face of this earth told love one another. But I thought that, and I said, what a great day to get up and be able to breathe, to be able to get up and walk. A lot of people can't do that. And if you're a business person, if you're working out of your home, you have to really motivate yourself to get up and want to do something. And, you know, every single day, I have learned from watching people and listening to those that had more wisdom than I did, if it was something I never did, I was never afraid to say, would you help me, please? And most people like to help you. And we got a lot of people out there that like to down you. But, you know, you are in control. Somebody said, well, how do we get into to the project that we're working on now? It's called Safe Reentry Project. I was literally stunned when I saw this 60-minute report that came out from the scientists from Harvard University that had been studying the air quality. And you can go to October 26, 2023, and it's the clean air. It's a clean air interview that was done on 60 Minutes. And you may have to look around some because I think they've taken some off. It's news they don't want you to know. But that report let us know that, number one, the air is dirty outside, but more importantly, it's dirtier in your home or in your office. And they did some studies and did some research on it. And they actually showed that what they said during the pandemic, had they listened to some of the things that were out there, they could have saved at least 10,000 or more lives, because everybody was thinking that you just caught the virus by touching things or wearing the mask, you could avoid it. And they found out, number one, that it's an airborne thing, which we knew back in 2018, end of 2018. So if you have a petition or you ride a bus or you go in a store, and you see somebody behind the counter and they've got a partition, that plastic partition between them and you, and someone sneezes, that report showed that that sneeze goes all up into the air and remains there for some time. I don't want to give away all the good information ahead, but that's something that you can do, sort of like your homework. If you're a home-based business, it's critical that you know these kinds of things. Always arm yourself with information, because I've never seen a person do worse in the business instead of better in the business if they were willing to learn. Because as long as you're living, then you're in a position to learn something and be able to pass it on to your family or your client or business people. But the thing that we're doing, we have a headquarters in Baltimore, Maryland. And we're putting together something that many of you might want to be a part of. I'm hoping that one of our listeners today will come on and explain a resource center that they have that's actually looking for clients that want to come out of the home and have an office space. And it's an excellent building. I went over, I saw it, I walked through it, and we're going to be putting our Baltimore headquarters in that building and working with the people in that building, because they've got a good plan. And part of the plan is to have space available for new startup businesses to come in, where they can get consultation from a lot of other people that are already in the building, but they will have a safe place they can do the building, to do the business. And more importantly, they would have other people that are in the same space that have been in business, some of them only 1 month, some of them 1 year, some of them have been in business 7 or 8 years. But it's something that you, as a person in a home-based business, and this is your home-based business 101. Well, if you don't learn anything, why would you want to go to 102? And I'm hoping that most of you out there would have a goal to go for 102. This is 101, 102. But you can only do that if you step out of the shell, step out of that bubble, and be willing to help somebody else. You know, if you help enough people get what they want, the old saying is that you can then get what you want. And people don't care about how much you know, but they do care about how much you care. So if you're a home-based business, this is a good week. Don't do it for the turkey. Don't do it for the dressing or the pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie or the cake, that one that's got all those nuts and all that kind of stuff in it, fruit cake. Because if you do that, then you'll become a fruitcake just like that cake. But take your time. Reflect on where you are, where you've been, and more importantly, where you want to go. And jot it down. Jot it down. I had a customer who lost one of the relatives this week. And the one thing they said as they were going through his belongings, they came across this Bible. And they opened the Bible. You know, our culture, we've been known, the older people would hide things in the Bible. Of course, people used to say, if you want to keep something from us, just put it in a book. Well, he had carved out some of the pages in these Bibles. And the midway of the Bible, just the beginning of the New Testament and the end of the Old Testament, and on every single page, he put a $100, he taped a $100 bill in that Bible. And as the family members that were gathering his belongings, his ex-belongings, and they went through there, he had placed $12,000 in that Bible. But he thought it was a safe place, and obviously he was right because nobody found it. And he was about 81 years old, but he knew enough to save, and he knew enough to have something that one day he might need it. But he had love for his family because he wanted somebody to have something when he transitioned out of here. So that's just the message to you. You know, I learned from people. I learned from watching people. I learned from seeing what people do. I learned from asking people this question. If you can ask this question, then you can become a great business person. Will you help me, please? I repeat that. Will you help me, please? You know, there are so many things that most of us could be doing today, but we're not. We are on the phone, listening to one another, hopefully learning from one another. And on our Safe Reentry program, if you really want to learn and you really want to be a part of it, you see, because it's so ground floor now, and we're teaching you not just one product, by the way. We're teaching you how to have a safe return to your job, or if you've got people, how to do something that will encourage and be an incentive for people to come back to work. Because as that 60-minute report said, the air is dirty. The air inside is dirtier than the air outside. Now, we have a product. Our product is simply an air filtration system. But in addition to cleaning the air, it also destroys bacteria. So you're protected. And it's so simple and it's so easy. And because it's ground floor, new businesses such as yours, what if a person had a product that you could add, not take away, but add to your business line that you could add, and it would bring you in several additional thousands of dollars a year? Well, that's what the Safe Reentry Program is all about. Number one, protecting you. Number two, protecting your business and your family. Number three, giving you an added income stream that you don't have to worry about. Because now, since it's in the news like it is, they're going to have to change all the policies. That means the CDC, the people that control all the things that we can and cannot do, EPA, they're going to have to change some of the rules, and they're going to have to change some of the policies because they found the six-foot rule is not one that helps you live. When a product is airborne, that means if somebody coughs or they sneeze, that goes out into the air. They talk about CO2. And CO2, in case most of you don't know, that's one of the gases that formed. I don't know if you ever wondered or went on a road trip where you had three or four people in the same car, and by the time you got, say, 50 or 100 miles away from where you started, somebody's fallen asleep already. Well, the reason most people fall asleep is when you have that number of people, four or five people, in a automobile that's only maybe 5 feet of air space in there, you start breathing an excessive amount of carbon dioxide, and that will put you to sleep. Same thing on your job or at your home. If you have people coming in and out of your home, out of your business, every time they come in, more than one person in a room, they leave excess carbon dioxide in that room. So that's what makes, and buildings, people be sluggish at the job. People getting tired at the middle of the day. Well, the program, the Safe Reentry Program, takes care of all that. You get a free consultation about your business and some solutions, not just a person to say, well, go home and get a vaccination or get a shot. Because I don't know if you know or not, and they may not want me to say this on the air, but I'm going to say it because it's true. If you get a vaccine, most vaccines are effective about 9 months, 9 months to a year. That's why you got to keep getting boosters. You don't get them just for the sake of getting them. You get them because those vaccines, particularly ones that they put together today, they have a lifetime most of the time for most people, not everybody, but for most people about 9 to 12 months. Then you got to get a booster. So you want to take care and make sure that you're aware of the things that you can have that you don't even have to pay for that will help you have your home-based business be a very successful business. On past weeks, I've talked about some of the type people that you definitely need to have in your life, in your home-based business. One of those, first of all, kudos to Jahi, is having a good accountant, because that good accountant can keep you out of jail. They can help you be able to control your inventory. They can help you with your business plan. They can show you and help you in terms of setting the goal for yourself. And by the way, we're coming up soon to a brand new year. I tell people I never, never celebrate a brand new year. I celebrate the goals that I've achieved in the old year. And then before the new year comes in, I set a goal for myself for what I want to be doing when that new year comes in, because I don't want the new year to have to be the thing to kick me in the pants to get me started. So just a little hint to you, and this is a nugget you can use. I don't care who you are. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what you do, but you need to make personal goals and make some personal goals that you can achieve this year, not next year. You see, next year, it will be a brand new year. But if you do some of the things I'm telling you, then you will have a grand new you that will start off in a brand new year. So I hope today we've got some callers that will call in and do as I would like to do, and that's to wish you and your family and all your loved ones to have a safe and prosperous holiday, but have a holiday where you can look in the mirror and say, this year, I helped somebody. Or if you have it, you can say, before this year is out, I'm going to make sure that I help somebody. And I'm going to reach out and make sure that my home-based business is in order and is doing the things it should do to help me be successful next year. We have people that will be on duty to talk to you on the phone. I'm going to give you a number today where you can even call me if you're really serious about making your business double or triple next year with our reentry program, which you can add to what you're already doing, no matter what you're doing. We have a product that you can add. This is a product that not only will make you safe, it will save you money because it will cut down on the amount of consumption of your electricity, and more importantly, it will destroy the bacteria in the air in your home, and that air that comes in from the outside. You will have an air purification system that's inexpensive that will save you on your electricity. And one lady called me, and she thanked me up and down, because her son, she put it in her son's room that had asthma, and just the clean air and the purified air made her want to call. And thanks, she said, now for the first time in 10 years, she was able to have her son come out of his room, be able to go around the house, and be able to go outside, because having the light that purified the air in the room, it strengthened his lungs and helped him to breathe better and provided the oxygen that he needed. So the Safe Reentry Program, folks, is that kind of program. If you want to know more, you can call me on this number. If the number is 443-293-9300. 443-243-6215. I repeat, the number is 443-293-6215. And you know, you are in a great position. And Jahi, did you look at all, you saw that thing on 60 Minutes 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, did you notice that they said that they were telling about the mistakes that they made in the pandemic? Did you notice that they were saying it was a major, a huge mistake for them not to consider the dirty air or how unsafe it was, the air in people's homes? Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
You know, for those of us that's on the line and those of us that get concerned, and sometimes people want to wear the mask, which is okay. The mask is still good. But add to that your knowledge. And if you don't have knowledge, folks, you really have time now to be proactive. In other words, you can start doing something that makes you safe, so that when we get in the height of the flu season and where the bad air is already coming down from Canada and out of California, you can protect yourself and you can protect your family by having some sort of filtration system, whether it's ours or somebody else's, as long as you have one. But a priority should be taking care of your home, taking care of your family. And you're getting information, thanks to Jahi, through a program like this, where you can ask questions, because there's so many things on YouTube, on Google, on TV, that when people see it, they go for it. There's a one invention that I saw back to back, and I don't know if some of you saw it or not, but there's something, Jahi, that they say will cut down on your heat bill by about 98%. Have you seen that? It's a little device that you plug into the wall. It's called Toasty Heat. Toasty Heat. And you plug it into the wall and dial a temperature. Say if your house is only 55 degrees, and if you dial it to, say, 75 degrees. Now, I don't have this thing yet. I'm going to buy it to see if it's true or not. But they claim that within 2 minutes, the temperature in the room would go up to 75 degrees.
Wow.
Have you seen
wow.
that yet?
No,
it's called, and you'll see it. It's called Toasty Heat. So I'm sure if you go to toastyheat.com. Well, here's the interesting thing about it, folks. That's why when you have a home-based business, you really have to be willing to research or listen to people and always learn. Now, this was a so-called new invention, but they have two ads, and they run these ads back-to-back in many cases. If you look at the stations that have, I think it's I-24, that does a report on the war in Israel, and they advertise on that program. Well, the first ad, these are two 60-minute ads. The first ad said there was a gentleman, a young college student in Alaska, I believe it's Anchorage, Alaska, and that he did it because when they studied, the rooms would be cold, and so he was an engineering student, and what he did was reverse engineered and came up with something that you could plug, just put it into the wall, and it would make the room temperature go up within 20 seconds. It would go up, and his claim was that it would be 98% more effective than what you were using. In other words, you would use 2% of the energy that you normally would use, say, to heat that room. Instead of 100%, you would only need 2% of your heating to do the same thing. Now, right behind that ad, there's another ad that comes on saying the same thing. Now, in marketing, we can tell because they use a script, and the script sounds the same. This one claims that this product was for, they don't call it Toasty Heat. They just say a heating device. I don't know what the name of that one is, but they say that this guy was an engineer, and he was an engineer that got tired of doing things, you know, for other people, and he decided to come up with this system. And they use his name, and both of these cases, they say if you order now, you can save 50%. But my question, and I have to find out because I like to research everything, which one of those guys really came up with the invention? And it should be something to you, too. If you come up with something that you think nobody else has, you need to get on it right away. Right away. Because just like that person got the idea, somebody else got the same idea, if it is two different people. So it's an excellent example of why you should keep people like Jaheen, people that are experts in what they do. Subscribe to people like the National Black Unity newspaper, where you get a lot of knowledge, and congratulations on them. The issue that just came out, I think they hit their maximum of having 72 pages. And when you talk to people in your home or out of your home, these are issues that you should know something about. If you have not become a subscriber of the Black National Unity News, you should do it. You can go online and find out, or Jaheen can tell you. But you should be, all of our listeners should subscribe to the National Black Unity newspaper. You should have that subscription. And I think next time I come on, I'll ask you. And when you call in, I'll ask you if you don't have a subscription, that we might not give you any advice, because you should just have it, because it's all good news and stuff that you need to know. There's an article in there with Jahi. There's an article in there, I believe, on me. I'm just able to see after eye operation, so I'm looking forward to looking at it and seeing it. But no matter what's in there, I'm going to pass it on, as I always do, to some of my friends and my neighbors, because everybody that you meet, you should ask them, do you know about the Black National Unity newspaper? If they say yes, say great. If they say no, then you let them know that they can go online, or they should contact somebody so they can be a subscriber of something that's going to be wonderful, going to be beneficial to us as we move along in the future, because communication is something that we cannot do without. And when we have somebody that's championing what we do, then we should be glad about that. Jaheen, anytime we have somebody on the air or trying to call in, just let me know, because I'm just trying to get some of these things. So many things have happened this week, and I want to share as much as I could with our audience. But has anything different happened in your world this week that we might want to know about some of our clients?
Oh, just getting ready for tax season. And people can go to www.thetaxhelper.wibbly.com, or they can give me a call at 252-458-3712 and learn how you can get back more money than you ever got back before, especially if you're working a job on the side with your home-based business, because you have access to tremendous write-offs, such as your cell phone, portion of your rent, portion of your cable bill, portion of your utility bill. All these things are tax deductible, and it allows you to get more money back than you previously got back. And if you go to that website, click on the section testimonials, and they can see some of my clients, what they saved on their taxes by having a home-based business. And it allowed them to get a wealth of information to get the maximum amount of tax deductions that they was able to get. At one person who went to their regular tax preparer before, and I can give out the names of the tax preparer that they had to do it. They went to HR Block, and they was going to owe. They came to me, and they got back $4,000. So, you know, read the testimony section on the website. And if you want to read the online edition of the newspaper, go to tnbun.com. That's tnbun.com, and you can read the online edition. Or you can, when you go to the online edition, you can also put in for a subscription and stuff from Jaheen referred you, and you know that way I'll get credit for it. But you know, there's several ways to read the newspaper. We have the online edition, and then we have the hard copy. and you can get a hard copy by going to give me a call, 252-458-3712. You say, I want to get a hard copy of the newspaper, and I either mail you a copy, and or you can get a subscription. So I hope it helps the listening audience. So far, we don't have nobody that's called in today. But those of you out there that's listening,
Well, everybody's getting ready for the holiday weekend. But those people, there's an article in that paper about you. What page is that on? Our listeners, if they're on there, they might want to go, because I know they may not read through all 72 pages. But do you have a page or something they can go to see the write-up that they have on you?
Page 14. I give my article in this edition is why I'm in the travel business, because of the tax deductions. And I go over some tax deductions that home-based businesses can apply to their taxes. So read that article and use that information, or you can give me a call and I can go over the information to you.
Jahi, I'm going to go off for a minute because some people look like they're trying to call me. I don't know if they have a problem calling in. So can you continue the discussion, and I'm going to see if I can give these people the number in case they're trying to call in to the station. Normally nobody would call me during this time. So
okay.
Is that possible? I'll call
just
right back,
go.
Okay? All right.
You're listening to Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, and we want to thank you for listening. As Dr. Butler said, he'll be back with us shortly, in a few minutes. So continue to listen. I'm trying to pull Steve back up, but continue to listen.
Call into the radio station. Can you hear me?
Call 410. No, Doc stepped away for a second, but he said he'd call back in. Who's this?
This is Tia Luttrell and Cynthia Laney calling to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. This is Tia Luttrell from Luttrell Flowers and Cynthia Hudson Laney, author of Something Strange in My Town, and we just calling to wish him, tell him to keep it up with his great show. We want to have a blessed day and wonderful holiday.
All right, I'll pass the message on to you. If you go
okay,
along,
thank
you can call
so
back
much.
In a second. If you go along,
okay,
you can call
name?
Back in a second. My name
okay.
is Vitaly Shahi. You're going to call back in a few minutes.
Okay, you're kind of breaking up, so I really can't hear
you. If you go along, he's going to call back in a few minutes.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's try back. Bye-bye.
That's what I'm saying. What you said.
Please continue to listen to those out there and to listen to the audience. Tyler Butler will be back with us in a few seconds. Just checking to see who else is trying to call in. And so I want to thank people for listening.
Can you hear me, Johnny?
Tyler Butler, you back?
Yes, I am.
He had a lady that just called in. He had a lady that just called in.
What's her name?
I think she said her name was Contrell.
Oh, Tia Luttrell. Yeah, that's a young lady that does flowers for the NFL and an actress. She called in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Miss Luttrell. She's an actress. She and her mother, they're both actresses and models, and she played in The Wire, and they had a big billboard up on Fifth Avenue in New York of her and her mother.
I tried to get a hold of one.
Did she just call in for a greeting, or did she call in to talk, or what?
I don't know if she called in. She was called in to compliment you. When I told you I stepped away for a second and I had to hold on, Well, she didn't do that, so.
Okay. Well, she may call back. I know some of them were trying to call me because maybe they couldn't get in, but that's okay. I mean, that's great. Some of the other callers, they should do the same thing. They can call and wish our listeners a happy holiday. I think that's a good thing that leaders do. A lot of the little tidbits I share on the show are things I think the second week in December, we will be having a seminar, seminar for those people that might want to become part of our reentry program. They could do that. They could become a part of it, and we would teach them how to use the product, also how they could probably sell the product. And since it is so new, and since now you'll be hearing national things since the 60 Minutes show, we have a lot of people asking how they could become distributors of the product. Now, if they do, we let them add the product to their product line. So it's not like a company or that kind of sales, because we are in the commercial sale business. That means our clients are large companies, large buildings, and they would learn how to do that. It would just increase their income probably by thousands of dollars, because the lanes are empty. Not only would they learn about that product, but we have about three or four other products that are useful in our culture that nobody has really put emphasis on it because it hasn't hit the general population yet. So they would learn about these new products that they could become a part of. So everybody says, well, I can't afford it. Well, sometimes you can't afford not to afford it. But that's open. We're holding that open for people, and so that they can do that. But
all right, sounds like a good thing.
I want to ask you a question, one question I have for you. Do you have many clients that have products, or most of them just have service companies? Because a lot of people have no idea of how simple it is to keep some of the things straight, you know, like first in, first out, first in, last out, some of the things like that, retain earnings. I find that a lot of people that I talk to, they have problems where they don't know, and a lot of people get quick books and things like that, which is okay if you're a busy person, but they still, when they have a personal consultant such as yourself, there should be some things that they should ask or could ask that will help them. It's really no reason for none of the persons on this phone this year to have to pay a lot of taxes. Instead, if they really use the services and not wait until the last minute, then I believe probably 90% of them or more could probably get some sort of tax refund. Would you agree with that or no?
Yes, I definitely agree with that. I had a couple of my clients I tried to get on the call. I sent them the information about the call. One is a restaurant. Tell him that, you know, he can learn about how the Salsa Cafe in Baltimore, Maryland was able
to. Yeah,
he
can look it up online. Yeah.
Get purified the air in the restaurant. He was going to hire me as a chef, but what happened when I told him I didn't have a chef, he told me no, he couldn't hire me because I could contaminate people with the virus. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't possible. But anyway, it made a long story short. Bottom line, because I'm also a chef. I do a mean pot of gumbo and Cajun cooking well. Really, it's not Cajun cooking. It's soul food, New Orleans cooking, where gumbo is made. I make a mean pot of gumbo.
Really?
You know, with everything.
I got to check that out. Okay.
Yeah, you
all
do.
Right. Back in the day, I had a catering service. So I my whole family, all the men cook in the family, in my family. And they always, that's what we love to do. We love to cook. But the list to our listeners, and they ought to tell somebody, you know, not just come on the line or on Sunday when we're talking, and then they get on and they hear the same kind of thing almost over and over. But if you don't hear it over and over, you'll never do it. But I encourage people to go get somebody. If you and I can take time to share things with them, then our listeners should be able to do the same thing. If they enjoy the show, tell somebody. Don't keep it a secret, and let them call. They will never get this kind of consultation from people that are on the line I haven't heard Mr. Dempsey. Normally he's on this line too. But you got people like Mr. Dempsey. You got people like yourself. You've got people like Miss Teal Luttrell. You've got, by the way, iHeart wants to do, in case you don't know, folks, iHeart is one of the major communication people, but they want to listen and hear some of our listeners that can call into the show, the Lee Michaels show, on Heavenly 600, free, doesn't cost anything. But if they'll call me, I can get them to get an interview with Lee Michaels on his show. And part of the objective, I think, is to reach the 114 HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities. So it's free commercial advertising with major corporations. So between the Black Unity newspaper, the National Black Unity newspaper, and Lolita Kelson is the lady. She wrote a book. I think she was on here once before, but she's getting ready to write her second book. And also, she's going to do a play. So I hope a lot of our listeners, I'd like for them hopefully to make tickets available so they can come and support that and see what you, how you grow, how you grow. You can go from 101 that by next year, if you listen and take some of these things under your belt, I mean, that we are doing now, your next year will be probably the best year that you've ever had. But you got to make a commitment. You got to be willing to take the time. This show is only 1 hour out of your life. 1 hour. A preacher can preach a ceremony on your going home in less time than that. So I hope that our listeners will heed the message and heed the advice and heed what we're saying and take advantage of these available resources. The other lady, Ms. Davis, who has a resource center called Langston Hughes, and they have office space in there. It's a fabulous community building, and she's trying to build it with people that we are recommending that need an office space, can work and assist one another. They're also going to have the podcast studio in there. We have our own podcast studio that people can come and see. But I'm hoping that they'll take advantage of this. And I guess I'll turn it back over to you, unless we got somebody calling in that has some questions. I did have something to do, but I think the show is almost over now, isn't it?
Yes, sir. We got down to 12 minutes left. But if I've been to that Langston Hughes Center before, when Mr. Mitchell was alive and running the building.
Yes.
And
they're getting ready to renovate it.
That's wonderful. It's a great facility.
Yeah.
And people definitely take advantage of it.
They really do because you're not going to find office space that's that cheap that you don't have to pay, you know, gas and electric and a lot of those extra things where you can just be in there. You know it's comfortable and you know it's protected. And on the renovation, they will be putting in not only our system, but they also are going to be putting in a new monitoring system. One of our clients out of California has just come up with a system that if you're in the building and you have other locations that they can monitor your airflow, monitor if there's any kind of extra air coming in, you know, gases or anything like that, and they're going to be part of the package that we put together for commercial buildings, and that building is already one of the contracts that we will be doing. We'll be doing that whole building. So it was a nice building already, but with them actually improving on it, and it's going to be a complete makeover, and it will be the only resource center in the United States that has all the state-of-the-art filtration information, filtration system, air purification, and something that actually kills the bacteria and virus. So they'll be working in employees. Hello, who's on the line?
Hello, is this Dr. Butler?
Yes, it is.
Dr. Butler is here, Latrice Hudson Laney, just calling to wish everyone a very, very, very happy and blessed Thanksgiving holiday.
Yes, ma'am. And can I quickly say that you have the best floor arrangement in the world. And I know this time of the year, I know
Thank
people
you,
like
God.
To send Yep, I know people like to send flowers and arrangements. And can you leave a number? So between now and Christmas, I would like to know on the air as we come on in the future, how many of our listeners actually will use your service. So we're going to monitor that because, you know, part of my goal is for us to love and assist one another. If we can support one another, we will be successful whether we have anybody else helping us or not. So can you tell them how they can get in touch with you to order some poinsettias or something for Thanksgiving and going into Christmas?
Absolutely. You can always call us at phone number is area code 410-733-7937, or you can email us at latrellflowers@gmail.com. That's spelled L-A-T as in Tia, R-E-L-L, flowers like a rose, L-O-W-E-R-S, at gmail.com. And we're open.
And she does a fantastic job, folks.
Thank you so much.
I will definitely be ordering something for the holidays from her. And that's what we need to do. We need to take time out and support one another, encourage one another, and don't be afraid to compliment one another, because people talk about
Absolutely.
The definition of love. If they live it, they won't have to define it, because people just tell people, look at me. Or look at, when I say me, I mean you. So love one another.
Absolutely.
Let's help one another. Let's support one another's business. There's no reason that with the Black Unity newspaper and people like Ms. Luttrell and Mr. Dempsey and Jahi, there's no reason that those businesses should not be successful because we stick together and support them. So, Ms. Luttrell,
thank you,
and your mother, we wish you guys a happy holiday. We haven't heard from her yet, but I'm sure that she'll get her little fingers to do the walking so that we can get her greetings for the holiday also. We love you guys.
Yes, she actually called
we're going
to
support
not
you
to
guys
cut you off.
And get ready because we're going to push everybody your way.
Okay. Thank you, Doc.
Jahi, I am finished.
All right. You all have a blessed holiday.
Hello. I hope somebody is on this line.
Hello.
Hi,
I'm
still here, Doctor.
Jahi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah, I'm finished. I don't know if Ms. Luttrell is on or off. I cannot tell. But we were saying that people should – she left the number. Is she gone?
Yeah.
Well, we all ought to support her business and other business, and that's what's going to make people want to really listen to our show because they'll get some valuable information. But we're hoping that they also can get some people that will use their business. And we have a CPA that is on our staff now that's going to be talking about some of the things that they can help us do, because as we expand, we probably will need all the financial help that we can get.
All right, all right. Is that your closing comments for the day?
That is my closing comment for the day. Everybody just love one another, do good to one another, be safe, and you have my number. Again, it's 443-293-6215. That's Dr. Butler, because we have definitely have opportunities, and find out how you can become more a part of this five-year experiment that we're doing, a safe reentry program for you, your family, and your business. And again, thank you, Jahi, for allowing us to be a part of this little family. It kind of grows on you after a while. So folks, keep calling in. That's it for me, Jahi.
Okay, all right, Dr. Butler. Close out with our theme song called It's My Time, It's Your Time. And you had Dr. Butler on here with Dr. Butler's time. So make sure you give him a call so that you can get information straight from as they would say, the horse's mouth. Because, you know, you want to get information, you want to get accurate information. So we'll close out our theme song called It's My Time. I'm going to try to pull it up.
Inside of me, telling me that I can't.